do di da 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 di da do do la di do do a ram pa ram pam a da 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 di do 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 di do do a ra ta ta li do do ta ra da da do. Together again. Gee, it's good to be together again. I just can't imagine that you've ever been gone. It's not starting over, it's just going on.
Together again. Now we're here and there's no need remembering when.
Cause no feeling feels like that feeling. Together again.
Well, we're really glad you liked Manhattan Melodies because we all worked so hard to make it the best senior variety show ever.
Hey, Kermit! Next time we'll see you on Broadway!
That's a great idea. Why don't we take Manhattan Melodies to New York?
What? Yeah, Broadway'd be dying to get a great musical like this.
Broadway?
We'd just like to thank everybody for having so much faith in us. It's not often that a frog and a bear and a pig and a chicken and a whatever even get accepted into college. We're all so proud to be graduating now, some with honors. And some with the help of daily psychological counseling. Anyway, thank you again. Thank you for everything, guys.
Broadway? But this show's not good enough for Broadway. And anyway, the script needs a lot of work. I still think there's something missing.
No, it's fine, Kermit.
Remember you said we could not get married until we had enough money?
Yeah.
Well, we'd have enough if we had a hit on Broadway.
Yeah.
Broadway of what city?
Well, even if the show was good enough, we're all just graduating. What about our future plans?
Well, this could be our future.
Yeah.
That's right.
And if we don't do it, then
we just say goodbye to each other.
Mm-hmm. Broadway! Broadway! Broadway!
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Broadway!
Great.
Well, hey, we better dump our stuff and find a place to stay.
Okay, Scooter, break out the quarters.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, guys?
What?
Huh? I say, how do you like it?
Oh, it's great. Much better than that cement mixer I used to live in.
I'll trade with anyone that has a jacuzzi.
Come on, it's just for one day. Well, I'll be on Broadway tomorrow.
Hi there, we'd like to see Mr. Price.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but we saw his name in the paper, and we've got this great show called Manhattan Melodies that he's going to want to produce on Broadway.
Yeah.
It's about a couple of kids that come to New York City to get married and has a wonderful opening number. It goes like this. Hit it, guys.
Hold it.
Just a frog with a musical, Mr. Price.
Huh? A musical? Is that a man? Nat,
I'm talking Nat. You gotta be kidding me, gross. Nat.
Ooh, nice upholstery.
Hold it a minute. I'll get back to you.
Mr. Price, I'm Kermit, and these are my friends, and we've got a show called Manhattan Melodies that we think you're going to want to produce on Broadway.
Yeah.
It's all about a couple of kids that come to New York City to get married, and it opens with a great number. It goes like this.
Look at me, here I am, right here, right
here. Hey, you're singing, okay? Just give me the general idea.
Well, it's all about life in the big city.
Big city, huh? But cops, shootings, car chases, that kind of thing?
Well, no shooting stuff. It's more like songs and dances.
Songs and dances? It might be interesting. Nobody cares about shootings anyway. What do you think? You find a big name stars?
Well, actually, we're going to be the stars.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Huh?
You be the stars. Unknowns. Songs. Dances. Shootings. No shootings. You know what?
Huh?
I smell something.
Why does everyone always blame dogs?
No. What I smell is a hit.
A what?
A hit.
You mean...
Absolutely. I'd be proud to produce your show. Fellas, you're going to be on Broadway.
Hey, come on,
But I really would like you to read the script because there's still something missing, and I think maybe you can fix it.
Don't worry about that. We fix all those things in the previews.
Okay.
Now, look, I got a million things to do. I got to call the papers, rent a theater, and all I need from you is
$300.
$300? Yeah. A piece.
A piece?
Today, yeah.
What?
Fellas, that's standard Broadway procedure.
But
you give me the money and we start the rehearsals tomorrow.
We don't have.
I think that's right.
Yeah, now I smell something.
Yeah.
Mr. Rice, if the police officer's outside, they'd like to speak to you for a minute. That's him.
That's Murray Plotsky. I gave him my life savings.
Murray? I thought his name was Martin.
All right, let's go, Murray. You pulled your last con job.
I don't want any trouble.
Get back!
Get back at the chicken kitchen.
That's a threat.
Please don't hurt her. Take me.
Whatever you say, pal. Get away from that door.
Murray! Oh, let go! Oh, my God.
Watch it! Your turn!
Bad man!
Easy!
Oh,
crazy, all of you!
And I want my money back!
Gonzo, are you okay?
I just saw my whole life flash before my nose. Camilla! She's hyperventilating. She needs mouth-to-beak resuscitation.
Kermit, she never wanted our show. She just wanted our money.
Yeah.
Gonzo, is Camilla all right?
Yeah, but I think we're engaged.
Hey, come on, everybody. We're going to get this show on Broadway.
Right. Yeah.
The trouble, all the trouble that you're going through.
It ain't worth it. What
you do? You can't take no for an answer.
You can't take no.
You can't take no for an answer.
No, 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 no.
You can't take no for an answer. So no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
What you gonna do when the times get tough and the world's treating you unkind?
Well,
maybe we could sell the show if you wrote in more special effects like exploding socks.
Oh, Gonzo, like, that's a really lame idea.
Oh, yeah? Hey, man, stop yelling at her.
He wasn't yelling.
Yes, I was.
Oh, Gonzo, don't make trouble.
Fine.
Hey, Kermit, do you think we should change the script?
Yeah, Kermit, what should we do?
I don't know. How should I know? Why are you always asking me anyway? Can't you take care of yourselves? I don't know what to do next. We failed, okay? We tried and we failed. Scooter, how much money do we have left?
Enough for two nights unless we find cheaper lockers.
Well, we have to eat.
Why start now?
Gonzo.
Gangway coming through.
Hey, watch it,
will ya?
Hey, that waiter's a rat.
I'm glad we got no money. Now I got no appetite.
There you go. One cheeseburger platter. What do you want to drink?
Grass and milk. I would like some meat in here.
Picky. Hey, Pete, where's the beef?
He's coming. Got two hands on me.
Okay, what do you have?
The number for the Board of Health.
That does it! Another rat trap, right? Well, I got feelings too, you know. Do you think I'm doing this as a hobby, huh? Do you? You want to know what I make around here? Huh? Nothing. I live on tips. I work hard. I try to get tips to feed my family and my mother. It just isn't fair.
We understand. We don't have any money either.
Sorry, not my table.
What a rat.
I'll get us something to eat.
Is Paddy coming? Is cow juice coming? Rizzo, where's Jenny?
May I see a menu, please?
Oh. Special today. Yankee bean soup. With spoon.
Sorry I'm late, Pop. Hi, friend. How are you? It went longer than I thought. But
You will be so proud of me. I did great. And it was all essay questions, no sweat. I know I passed.
Oh, Jenny, that's very good. Oh, is cow juice and patty for Lady?
Oh, okay. Rizzo, I'm back.
Well, it's about time. I can't handle everybody. Well, you can take the weirdos at table four.
Which one do you think is table four?
I wonder if Kermie really meant it. I mean, about failing.
Well, those producers looked at us like we were from outer space.
What?
No, man, go back to sleep. Nobody's landed.
Ah.
We'll take 11 bowls, please.
Okie dokie.
There's just one thing. You see, we've got this great show that's going to be a big hit on Broadway. But, well, right now we're all broke.
You mean you don't have any money at all?
Well, not really, no. But, we'd work it off. We promise.
Waitress, coming.
Hey. Hmm? I tell you what it is. Big city. Hmm? Live, work, huh? But not city open. Only peoples. Peoples is peoples. No, it's buildings. It's tomatoes, huh? It's peoples. It's dancing. It's music. It's potatoes. So, peoples is peoples. Okay?
Yeah. Thanks. It helped a lot.
Where are you going?
Hmm? Oh, well, I was...
Aren't you going to wait for your soup?
But I told you, we don't have...
Yeah, I know, but I know my pop, and when he first started out in this city, he didn't have anything either. I bet he's back there right now getting soup bowls for everybody.
Really? With soup in them?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Well, I got to get back to work. I had a test today, so I came in a little late.
Yeah, I heard you passed the test.
Well, I hope I passed it. It's for acceptance into a fashion design college.
Oh, yeah? Oh, you know, we just graduated from college.
Really?
Yeah.
My name's Jenny.
Oh, hi, I'm Kermit.
Hi, Kermit. Nice to meet you.
I'm a frog. Oh.
What do you mean,
school, huh?
Yo,
what are
you talking about?
Oh, no. Listen, all I'm saying is maybe it's time we went out on our own.
You mean out on our own alone? Without even each other, even?
Hmm? The frog's right. We do depend on him too much.
Yeah, like he feels too responsible for us.
Man, he'd be better off if we left town.
I can't leave Kermit. We're still pinned.
I'm sorry I blew up outside, but guess what? Pete's cooking up some soup for us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's wrong?
It's just, we've had some job offers, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great.
Well, these job offers are, they're kind of out of town. Right?
Town job offers where they are. Yeah.
What job did I get?
Gonzo.
Piggy, are you going too?
Oh, come here.
We go bye-bye?
Kermit, we'll all write to you and let you know where we are.
Yeah, and Kermit, we still believe in the show.
Yeah.
Touching a hand, wondering why it's time for saying goodbye. it's sad. Makes us remember the good times we've had. Much more to say, foolish to try. It's time for saying goodbye.
Don't want to leave, but we both know. Sometimes it's better to go.
Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when.
You're in my heart, so until then, it's time for saying goodbye. Somehow I know we'll meet again. Not sure quite where, and I don't know just when. You're in my heart, so until then, wanna smile, wanna cry, saying goodbye.
People out there. Lots of people. But my friends were all gone. Well, I'm going to get them back. I'm going to get them back. Because the show's not dead as long as I believe in it. And I'm going to sell that show. And we're all going to be on Broadway. You hear me, New York? We're going to be on Broadway. Because I'm not giving up. I'm still here and I'm staying. You hear that, New York? I'm staying here. The frog is staying.
Hi, Jenny.
Perfect. Hi.
It's very good. It's Harmony Grace, ready.
Excuse me, Pete.
What is?
Well, I thought maybe you might have some work here I could help you out with.
Please, it's ready.
You know, part-time so I can keep working on the show.
What is that stuff supposed to be?
It's grits. Grits. How many grits?
How should I know how many? Count them yourself.
What?
Listen.
Wait. Hey. What is? Is your morning like this? You complain. You slow. You don't take orders. You lazy rat, you.
Lazy rat? Okay, have it your way. See if I care. I don't have to take this abuse. I quit.
Quit? You don't know I can't quit. It's breakfast crowd.
All right, don't beg. I'll stay, but I need some help. Okay, guys, this is it. Don't blow it. Pete, meet your new employee. Say hello to Tatooie.
You.
Masterson.
Hello.
Chester?
Oh, I feel terrible.
And Yolanda.
What a crazy body.
Yeah. Pete, about that job.
Yeah.
See, I was wondering...
No good. That's one job. Yeah. Rogue One job. Mm-hmm. What next? Penguins?
Do you have any jobs available?
No!
Well, excuse us for living!
Hey, Pop, everybody's waiting for their food.
Listen, Pete, I can work nights.
Hey, come on, Pete, give these guys a break, all right?
Hey, I'm crazy! Okay, rats, you go to work. Wait. Listen, I'll tell you what it is. It's no work. It's dancing. It's cheese. It's big shoes. Okay?
Waitress!
All right, rats, you go to work.
Hey!
So, you got a boyfriend or what, huh?
Well, Pete, does that mean there's nothing else? Because I'll do anything. I'll sweep up.
We could always use some help in the kitchen.
His dishes need washing.
Oh, thanks, Pete. That's terrific. Oh, boy.
Thanks a lot, Jenny.
Hey, no sweat. So where are all your friends?
Oh, well, they had to leave.
Oh, even your pig friend?
Yes, but I'm bringing her back. You see, I wrote the show for him, so when I sell it, I can bring them all back. I'm staying, and I'm getting our show on Broadway.
You know, I really admire that. I'm going to do something special, too, you know. I mean, in fashion.
Hey, you know, maybe your fashion designing can help me now.
What do you mean?
Well, I did some reading last night about Broadway producers and investors and agents and everything. And now I know what I have to do to sell our show. You see, I can use your help because I have a three-part plan. And the first part is, if you can't beat them, join them.
The coast. Hey, I love your hair. Don't ever touch it. Listen, I got an appointment with what's his name? Your top theater agent here?
Leonard Weinstein?
Yeah, Lenny, right then. What office is he in again, doll?
Well, he's in suite 1024, but I'll call and see.
No, that's okay, sweetheart. Listen, no need for that, because Lenny and I, we go way back. I'm talking way back. But thanks, honey, you're too much. Far out. Right on.
Mr. Weinstein?
Yeah. A frog with an afro.
Hey, Lenny, sweetheart, babe. I just flew in from the coast. Hey, I love your office. Don't change a thing. Say, listen, Lenny, my private plane's double parked outside, so I gotta run, but I got this Bopo Sacco script for a Broadway slot called Manhattan Melodies. It's totally today, yet tremendously timeless, and I'm giving you first look-see because we're like family. Have I ever lied to you, Lenny? Whoop, I think I hear my beeper. Listen, I gotta split. I'll have your people call my people, okay? We'll take a meeting, all right? We'll set a conference call, and remember, Lenny, Bopo Lenny, Sacco Lenny, okay? I'll call you. We'll have lunch. Ciao! Jenny!
Hermit!
Hi, Jenny!
Hi! Come here, have a seat.
Yeah.
Were you a hit? They loved it, right? How'd the costume work?
Oh, the costume was great, but it's hard to tell how it went. They're probably reading the script right now.
Baby, where are you going, sweetheart?
Hello. I said hello.
You know, for the next part of my plan, I have to look older, so I'm going to grow a mustache.
Oh, I think you'd look cute with a mustache.
You think so? You know, Piggy said that to me once, too.
He's hot.
Ooh-wee.
Hot, Tom.
Hey, baby.
Hot stuff.
Hey, baby.
Looking good.
Sweet thing.
She must be really talented.
Well, I think you're talented, too.
You mean it?
Of course. I know you're going to be a famous fashion designer someday.
Oh, Kermit. Thank you for saying that.
Come on, baby.
Suggest to you that it is neither prudent nor wise to be a half hour late returning from lunch, especially when it's your first day on the job.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, sorry I'm late.
It's okay, Peggy. Everything's been going wrong lately. Get your new French perfume here, Cal de Provence. Did you get something wrong? Can we talk?
No, I'll be fine. I'll be just... Yeah.
Sorry.
Get your Cal de Provence. It's French. It's feminine. It'll help you grab one of those rotten, stinking men. Cal de Provence.
Can't you leave? You know, you were fine this morning. Something happened at lunch.
My frog turned on me.
Yeah. I had some bad tuna myself.
I'm going to fight for him, though. I mean, you think I'm pretty?
Of course you are. You're more than pretty.
Gorgeous.
Don't push a pig. You're more than gorgeous, Piggy. You're unique. But you know, you could use a little rouge.
Huh?
Have a seat.
What?
Come on. We'll fix you up.
What?
We'll make you look like a movie star. How would you like that?
Oh, yes.
Cheekbone. That's what you need, Piggy. I mean, your face is a little round. No offense. I'm going to give you a complete makeup job, okay?
No.
When you walked in this morning, I said, she needs rouge. Come here. Drink your face. Did you ever wear rouge?
Yes.
Well, now you're going to really wear rouge.
Well, Kermit won't care.
Kermit Schmermit. Look at that. You look great. Mm. It brings out your eyes. You know what you need?
What?
You need eyebrows.
Pigs don't have eyebrows.
Well, this pig is going to. And so is this.
What is you?
I'm giving you big eyes. Oh, I think I overdid it, Piggy. Take a look.
You have it, too.
I have it, too.
Oh, just some more. Just some more.
Okay, I'll give you doe eyes.
Doe eyes? What are doe eyes?
Doe eyes are Bambi eyes.
Let me see.
Doe eyes.
Just some more.
And freckles. You need freckles for cutesy.
Oh, freckles.
Cutesy. And I'll be cutesy with you.
Oh, you too.
You know what? Lipstick.
Oh,
why don't you wear lipstick?
Puckle.
Oh, this is just... You look fabulous. Look at you. And a little more on the cheek. And a little more on the cheek. Oh,
hey, Pete, what happened to those rats you had working here?
Oh, customer complained. They say they no like rats for waiters. But it's okay. I make them cook.
Hey, Pete, here you go. 2 zeros on a trampoline with a side of Joan of Arc.
So, Kermit, when are you going to start growing your mustache?
Gee, I stopped shaving 3 days ago. Didn't you notice?
Oh. Huh? Well.
No?
Well, it's subtle.
Yeah.
But I bet we could help it along with a little makeup.
Oh, good, because I'm ready for the second part of my plan.
Hey, Flo.
Huh?
Mail come. Got mail for you.
Oh. Yeah, must be from the gang.
Now, Yolanda, chopping is an art. You gotta be smooth.
Oh, hey, it's from Scooter. Dear Kermit, how are you?
Have you sold the show yet? Have you heard from the gang? I'm here in Cleveland, and I have this terrific job. I'm managing a huge movie house here. Well, maybe not managing, but I do have a lot of responsibilities.
Oh, here are your glasses. Seating to the left.
Hurry up, Mom. Come on.
Thank you. And I'm meeting some interesting people.
God, your popping corn is 3D. Ah, the corn is popping in your face and 3D.
Yeah, but Chef, that's not how 3D works.
Oh, never mind.
Here's your ticket.
Thanks. Sir, your 3D glasses. sir, your glasses.
Sir, don't you want your 3D glasses?
Oh, I don't need them. I've seen this movie 97 times. My name is Blue Zealand. I'm a boomerang fish thrower. I throw these fish in a bay, and they come back to me. Oh, here's my favorite part.
Kill them! The fish, they're coming from the game room!
Oh, no! The killer fish are attacking!
Go get them, guys!
Love, Scooter.
Here's one from Fozzie. Dear Kermit, waka waka waka. But seriously,
I'm in Maine. My job didn't turn out too terrific, so I decided to hibernate. Ah, back to nature. I love it out here in the woods. It's where a bear should be.
How did they do it? I've been trying to sleep for days. Anybody get some warm milk? Oh, brother.
Hello.
I didn't know this cave was co-ed.
My name's Beth.
I'm Fozzie.
I can't sleep either. Maybe if we snuggle.
Kermit.
Here's one more. It's from Dr. Teeth.
Dear Kermit, how's the man? We got this great gig here outside of Pittsburgh. I tell you, Frog, the band's wailing. The music's cooking. The crowd here is also wailing and cooking. Yeah, we're in Hip City here.
See, they're all doing pretty well.
Yeah, they are.
But you know, there are no letters from Gonzo or Ralph or Biggie.
Oh, I'm sure they've written. Sometimes it just takes a while.
Yeah, sure. Biggie's probably busy with some kind of terrific job.
Yeah.
I guess they're all out here doing terrific. Boy, if I could only sell a show. And then everyone could come back and we could all do it together, like in the old days.
You'll do it, Kermit.
Well, thanks, Jenny. Boy, that's been happening a lot lately over there.
I know.
It's New York.
Hey, Brito, I'm about ready for the second part of my plan. And I'm going to need your help. And all the other rats, too.
Hey, I think we could be making some overtime here.
And Jenny, I need you to draw a picture of me.
Sure.
Okay, what's the scoop?
Well, have you ever heard of a whispering campaign? ¶¶
opportunity, Frog. My reservation secretary made a reservation for me.
Gesundheit. This way, please.
Afternoon, all. Don't get up. Keep eating. Ta.
May I take your coat?
No!
That is, no thank you very much indeed.
That's the closest I ever want to be to a frog.
Okay, guys, do your stuff.
Right. Right.
Okay, you start.
Say, isn't that that rich producer over there? The one who's investing in Manhattan Melody?
Yes, he's investing millions of dollars in Manhattan Melody.
What's that all about, Manhattan Melodies? What's that?
Hey, is that Kermit the Frog, the big time producer over there?
The producer.
The big producer, dear. The big producer. It's a hot thing coming to Broadway this season.
Best Broadway show of the year.
Hello.
Vincent? Vincent? Did I do something wrong?
No.
Vincent, a frog.
Gee, that food smells good up there.
Yeah, I'm starving.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
So what's the third part of your plan?
I don't think there's going to be one. I feel like I'm being a phony, and I can't take it anymore. But I don't know what to do next.
All right. Moping time's over. Mm. How about a little exercise?
Well,
I knew you wanted to.
Oh, dear Lord. Not jogging.
Wow. It's such a beautiful day.
Yeah. Oh, give me a break.
Come on, let's go this way.
Okay.
Feel better?
Yeah.
Good. Exercise does the trick.
Yeah. Stretch the old frog legs.
No. Excuse me, can I borrow those
my purse.
What?
Good try, fella. Come on.
What? That'll teach you to mess with a lady. Understand?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Piggy.
Kermit?
Are you okay? What are you doing here?
Sightseeing.
But you're supposed to be out of town.
Yeah.
I do not wish to discuss it in present company.
But, oh, Piggy.
That's okay, Kermit. I'll see you back at Pete's.
Huh? Okay.
I'm glad you're not hurt, Miss Piggy.
Piggy? What's going on?
Well, Moo is certainly looking different now. No gold chains, no shirt cut to the navel, no quelle différence.
What's with all this French stuff?
By sheer chance, I happen to learn French and get a job interpreting at the UN.
What?
Can I get my skates back, please?
Hey, just a second now. How did you know about that tube?
Huh? None of your beeswax!
Hey, have you been spying on me?
I'll unlace them while you fight. It's no trouble.
Piggy, have you been spying on me?
Oh, maybe spying on Vu and that certain young girl of the opposite gender?
Oh,
you two timing her?
No, it's just Jenny. She's a friend. She's been trying to help me sell the show.
He's got to sell the show. What show?
Well, if she is just a friend, then what about the Huggies?
What?
The Huggies? You gave Jenny the Huggies?
You know, maybe, Kermit, maybe it would have been better if we had never have met. Then you and Jenny would not be tormented by my presence.
See what the Huggies will get you?
Listen, Jenny and I were hugging because we're friends. That's what friends do. Friends do not spy.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I spied because I care!
Well, I care too!
Well, why don't you say so?
I just did!
All right! Ah! Ah!
Keep the skates. Keep the skates. I never use them anyway. I just like to run around in shorts.
Oh. Hey, wait a minute! Come on, Piggy.
Hey, look, Waldorf. It's a frog and a pig.
Yeah, looks like they're in love.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you sick, doesn't it?
Whoa! Hey, lovey-dovey!
Kermit, I'm sorry I yelled at you. And I didn't mean it. When I said that it would have been better if we had never met. In fact, I wish we'd met much sooner. Kermit, just imagine, wouldn't it have been wonderful if we'd known each other when we were little? Imagine, little Kermit, little Piggy.
No matter what life may bring, no matter what I may do, be sure of one special thing, I'm gonna always be loving you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, take care.
Here we are. And it sure is nice that we're all together like this, isn't it? Hmm?
Yeah. Hmm. Miss.
It's customer.
Coming.
Excuse me. I will get it. After all, moi am a waitress.
Hey, Pete, thanks for giving Piggy a job.
It's rats cooking, it's frog washing, it's big waitress. It's no coffee shop, it's zoo.
Yeah.
Hey, Kermit, come on. What about the show? What are we going to do next?
Oh, Frog, his mailman came with letters for you.
Oh, that must be more mail from the gang.
I'll have 2 eggs over easy.
Piggy,
pardon him, moi, dear.
Is something wrong?
Do you believe in interspecies dating?
Well, I've gone out with some rats before, if that's what you mean.
It's from Gonzo.
Gonzo, great!
It goes, "Dear Kermit, I'm in Michigan. Camilla and I have joined a traveling aqua cave. It's not like Broadway, but I have met some good-looking chickens here, and we put together this terrific new act.
Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Gonzo!
Thank you! Arriba! And thank you! Hey, you're a wonderful crowd. And now, for today's climactic act, look yonder! I will first make a death-defying leap from the loop-de-loop ramp, spinning and hurtling my body through the flaming circle of doom, and landing comfortably in the imitation leather easy chair, while my chickens do their impression of Tony Bennett singing the William Tell Overture. Please, I must have silence. Are you ready? Thank you, Margaret. Hit it, girls.
Bop, 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 bop.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. I can't see.
Don't sound like Tony Bennett to me.
So, everything's going swimmingly. Love, Gonzo. Hey, here's one from Ralph.
Dear Kermit, how's the frog? I'm in Delaware, and I found a terrific job in management. I'm surrounded by friends, and I love what I'm doing.
I am Mr. Skeffington. One of my secretaries made a reservation for the weekend in the name of Snookums.
Oh, yeah.
This is Snookums.
Now, Daddy wants his little Snookyookums to be especially good this weekend while Daddy is gone, or he'll be very angry.
Don't worry. We'll take good care of her.
Him.
We'll take good care of him.
Snookums is a him. Mm. Snookums gets breakfast at 8 a.m. exactly.
Okay.
Breakfast is quiche.
Yes, sir.
Well, are you going to write it down?
Photographic memory.
Write it down.
Dog gets quiche at 8. Whatever that is.
Marvin, put him on the desk. Do you have any toys around here?
What kind of toys would you like, sir?
Doggy toys.
Rubber balls, rubber fire hydrants, rubber newspapers. Snookums prefers the rubber Wall Street Journal to the rubber Washington Post.
Don't we all?
Write it down.
Yeah, rubber Wall Street Journal. Right.
Now our daddy is gone. Little lumpy dum-dums won't have his daddy to give him washy scrubby.
Very impressive. You speak Chinese like a native.
Now, shake hands.
Beg pardon?
Shake.
Oh, yeah.
Good boy. Now, sit.
Yes, sir.
Stay.
That was the most humiliating experience of my life.
Hey, Snooky. Hey, look at little Snooky Yukum.
Snooky won't come to warm his little bony, won't he?
Little Pinky Booter.
Hey, you smoochy bottom.
Lay off him, will you?
Ralph, hey, Ralph, come on, let us out of here.
We want to go home.
Yeah, Ralph, come on, we want to go home.
Love from Rolf. Well, they're all doing terrific, aren't they?
Kermit, here's one more. Dear Mr. Kermit the Frog, I would be very interested in talking with you about your musical Manhattan melodies.
Please come to my office at your earliest convenience. Sincerely, Bernard Crawford, producer.
I've heard of him. He's a big-time Broadway producer.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Kermit, maybe he wants you to sign a contract.
I better get over there right away.
Oh, Kermit, remember, just act confident, like you know the show is going to kill him.
Right. Thanks, Jenny. Oh, goodbye, Piggy.
Call us and tell us what happened.
Okay.
Hey, watch it.
I'm sorry, but I have to get a contract so I can go out and kill him.
Nah.
May I help you?
I'm looking for Mr. Crawford.
Are you Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Crawford.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The office boy is out getting lunch.
Uh-huh.
You know, kids nowadays are always eating lunch.
Yeah. Well, you want to go in your office?
Why don't we just have a seat? Over there for a minute, okay?
Yeah. You're very young to be a producer,
you
know?
Oh, you noticed that, huh? I started out when I was very, Look, can I tell you the truth?
Mm-hmm.
The thing you see is that I'm not Bernard Crawford. I'm Ronnie Crawford. Yeah, I signed my father's name to the letter because I didn't think he'd come otherwise. But I want to produce your show on Broadway.
You do?
Yeah. I love it. It is so different. It's perfect for my first production. See, my dad and I have this agreement.
Ronnie! I'm coming up the stairs and I want my lunch.
That's my dad.
Ronnie!
Now.
Dad, I got great news.
If you two are in love, I don't want to hear about it.
Remember, you promised me that I could have one chance to become a Broadway producer and that you would get the sets and the lights and the scenery and everything? Well, I want to take that chance right now. This is Kermit the Frog, and he has written a wonderful musical called Manhattan Melodies, and I want to produce it.
When do we hear the great news?
Dad?
All right. Tell me, Mr. Author, what is this musical? All dancing, all croaking?
Well, actually, it needs a little work, you know, because there's still something missing. You see, the two leads get married, and then there's this song that goes, "Look at me, here I am."
Hold it. I'm allergic to amphibian singing. Tell me, who's going to be starring in this masterpiece?
It's just me and my friends. You know, they're all dogs and bears and chickens and stuff.
Well, I told you, I want to do something different.
So put some Jell-O down your pants. Don't you realize that it might be against the law having a chicken dancing on stage?
You mean you're going to go back on your promise?
Who said that? Well, did I say that? I didn't say anything of the kind. I'll do everything I said I would.
Just because this whole thing is ridiculous doesn't mean that it might not make it on Broadway.
All right.
Oh, yes.
Now, when I started out in show business...
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
See you later.
See you. We're going to go home.
Hello, Pete.
Kermit?
Kermit?
Yeah.
What happened?
Kermit,
listen, we sold the show. The producer wants to put it on Broadway.
Really? What? Oh, what? The producer said he's going to put the show on Broadway.
Listen. Tell Piggy she's going to be a star.
Yes, Jenny, I'd like you to do the costume.
Oh, Kermit.
Now that you'll be on Broadway... Remember what you promised about getting married?
Not now, Piggy. Listen, we gotta write the gang and get them back.
I'll be at Beats in 10 minutes, okay? We did it!
We did!
Together again.
He's not there. He's better wait. Come, sit down.
But Kermit said he'd be here in 10 minutes. He's never been gone like this before.
Listen, I tell you what is. Pipples is Pipples. Is Frog gone? Yes. Is Pipples worrying? Is Pipples looking? Is no come? But is Pipples working? Is water boiling? Is come? Yeah? Pipples is Pipples.
Piggy? Piggy, I'm sure Kermit's all right. Well, I bet he just got so excited about the show, he lost track of time.
No, he's missing. I know it.
Piggy, aren't you excited? I mean, just think... You're going to be on Broadway in a few months.
2 weeks. The show opens in 2 weeks.
Hey, place is closed.
Oh, I'm Ronnie Crawford. I'm producing Kermit's show.
Oh, well, we're Kermit's friends. I'm Jenny.
I'm her father.
What do you mean the show opens in 2 weeks?
Oh, well, my dad said that... I'm letting my dad help out the show. He said that we could have the sets and the props and the costumes and everything, but the show has to open in 2 weeks. Did you just say Kermit is missing? The writer and the star of my show is missing, and we open in 2 weeks?
No sweat. Come on, Piggy. We'll find him.
Oh, no, wait. No, we got to get his friends back here, all those bears and chickens and things.
Oh, right. Pop, could you send telegrams to Kermit's friends?
Oh, please.
Hockey dokey.
Let's go.
Great. Come on.
He's no sweat. I like good. Dear bears and chickens and things, it's New York, it's play, it's time!
Kermit needs me. Beth, wake up. Hey, I'm going to New York City to be on Broadway!
Come on, this is spring! All right, I'm up!
Hey, guys, we're going to New York!
Girls, we're going to New York.
We're going to New York.
New York City.
Good morning. Ah, I see we've had our breakfast, haven't we?
Hi, Doctor.
Well, how's our amnesia patient this morning?
I don't know. I haven't been feeling like myself lately.
I tell you what, if I may, I'd like to check your reflexes once again today. Just take a second. It's a little slow and confused, but that's to be expected because, as you know, you have amnesia. Now, I'm going to check out to see that there are no physical injuries one last time. Now, this might hurt just for a minute, but it'll be over soon. Adequate musculoskeletal response. Mm. Right, now, I want you to take a deep breath. This will hurt. All right, no rotator cuff dislocation. Mm. Now, let's try the mandible. Peachy. No doubt about it, you have amnesia. Now, the problem is you were found with no identification and, oddly enough, wearing no clothing. So, I did some research into the major nudist colonies in the area, and I think I've come up with something. You are Mr. Enrico Tortellini of Passaic, New Jersey.
Well, I really don't feel Italian.
It was just a long shot. Mr. X, I'm sorry to tell you this, but I think your case is hopeless. Why don't you go out, find a nice job, and make a new life for yourself? And what we can do for you is give you a nice, clean set of clothes. Wish you a lot of good luck.
Well, thank you, Doc.
I don't take my clothes off for anyone, even if it is artistic.
Janice, everybody, please. I'm glad to see you too, but I've been trying to tell you that Kermit is gone. He's disappeared.
What?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm looking for the Gordon Employment Agency.
That's one floor down.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hold it. What's your name?
Phil. Phil.
Phil. Catchy name. Phil, I'm Bill, and this is Gil.
Phil, I'm Gil, and this is Jill.
Phil, I'm Jill. You know, Gil and Phil.
Pleased to meet you.
Would you step into our office? You see, we're looking for the opinion of the common, ordinary frog on the street. You see, Phil, we're in the ad game.
What do you advertise?
Ocean Breeze soap?
I never heard of that.
We know.
The truth is, Phil, our jobs are on the line. Here, sit down.
Oh, yes. We've been working all night on a new slogan. Tell us if you like it.
Ocean Breeze Soap, for people who don't want to stink.
What do you think?
Be frank, Phil.
I don't like it.
You don't?
Well, how about Ocean Breeze Soap? It's just like taking an ocean cruise, only there's no boat and you don't actually go anywhere.
Seems a bit long. Have you tried something simple like Ocean Breeze Soap will get you clean?
Wait a minute.
Wait just a second.
You mean just say what the product does? Well, no one's ever tried that.
It's crazy.
Why, it's nuts.
We love it.
Thank you, Phil.
If we can ever do something for you, let us know.
Well, I kind of need a job.
Phil, you've got one right here. We can always use a frog with horse sense.
Yes, welcome aboard, Phil.
You are with us now.
Yes. Well,
You did? Are they good seats?
They sure are. They're for the next train out of town.
Go!
So now the show opens in just 1 week. The publicity started and tickets are already selling. As I see it, we're going to have to rehearse day and night to get ready, and we have got to find Kermit.
Hey, who is this guy?
He's Ronnie Crawford. He's producing the show.
Who's she?
She's Jenny. She's a friend of Kermit's and mine.
Hey, well, what are we standing around here for? We got to find Kermit.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yeah. Go, 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 go! Kermit! Kermit!
Kermit! Have you seen a frog?
A frog who can sing and dance.
If he can also balance the budget, I'll hire him.
Wow. I thought opening night was supposed to be exciting.
Yeah, but not without our little green buddy.
Maybe we should just cancel.
No. No, no, it is opening night tonight, and the show must go on. Kermit would want it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was a great presentation you made this morning, Jill.
Well, thanks to Phil's flowchart.
Thank you, Jill.
Hey, how about a new place for lunch today?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Time I'll take the bill, Jill.
Oh, good. Something from the grill, Jill?
No. Meat makes me ill, Jill.
We better go to the theater now and get ready. Yeah.
Just a couple of frogs.
No! It's Kermit!
What? Kermit!
It's Kermit!
How are you doing?
My, what friendly service.
Kermit, where were you?
Yeah.
So weary.
Yeah.
Where were you?
I believe there must be some sort of mistake.
Hey, Phil, since you know the waiters, why don't you order for us?
Phil? What does he mean, Phil?
Kermit, what's wrong?
Are you speaking to me? There's nothing wrong, and I think I will have the tuna melt, please, ma'am.
Like, you don't know us?
Well, I'm afraid not. Should I?
What do you mean, should you?
Kermit, we have a show to put on. Your show, and it's opening tonight.
Seeing a show would be a pleasant way to spend the time, but I do have some marketing data to review.
What? Mm. Well, he doesn't remember us.
We have to get him to the theater.
Yeah.
Kermit, this is for your own good.
Grab him! Come on.
Whoa!
Come on.
Where are you taking him?
Hey! They must not get a lot of repeat business here.
So the grizzly bear, he walks out of the room. Well, the panda bear is just sitting there, and he thinks to himself, this is odd. And then, what do you know, the phone rings. You know who it is? It's the polar bear. And the polar bear, he says to the panda bear, I didn't know it was a koala bear. Get it? Koala? Waka waka.
This is all very amusing, but I have to be going now.
No, wait! He doesn't remember.
It's no use. We've been trying for hours.
There's nothing left to do. We have to go on without him.
Kermit, please! We need you! Come back to us!
Look, maybe you do know me, but I really don't remember you. I wish I did.
Look, you'd better take your places.
Iggy, what are we going to do?
Look at me. You are not Phil. You are Kermit the Frog. That's Gonzo, that's Fozzie, that's Rolf and Scooter. And they're your friends. You wrote this show for them. That's Ronnie and Jenny. They're your friends, too. And I'm Piggy. Now listen carefully. You are Kermit the Frog. And you love me. You want to marry me. You want to have children with me.
With you? In love with a pig? Wait till I tell the guys in marketing. Maybe you expect me to go hog wild? Maybe perhaps you could bring home the bacon, huh? Oh, the sounds of love! Sweet! Oink, oink!
Cancel the show!
Piggy? Fozzie? Where am I anyway?
Kermit!
Kermit! Kermit!
Are you all right?
What's going on?
You're going on. It's Broadway. You made it.
Right. No, the script isn't ready. There's still something missing.
No, it's terrific.
We gotta tell everybody Kermit's okay. Come on.
Kermit, do you remember the opening number?
You mean, look at me, here I am, right where I belong, I see that face coming back to me, like an old familiar song, what better place could anyone be, 'cause you're here with me. It's all I've been looking for, and so much more, and now I'm here, now you're here. Nothing can go wrong, 'cause I am right where I belong. Wait a minute. No. No, they cannot watch the show from backstage. That's it. That's what's been missing from the show. That's what we need. More frogs and dogs and bears and chickens and whatever. You're not going to watch the show. You're going to be in the show. Come on, everybody.
Look at us. Here we are. Right where we belong. The curtain's up and the lights are bright and they're playing our old song.
What better place
can be. Cause you're here with me.
So everyone, here we go, let's start the show.
Extra! Extra! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married? Hey, somebody's getting married!
Whoa! Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married!
Somebody's getting married!
Somebody get some flowers, somebody get a ring, somebody get a chapel and a choir to sing,
somebody get an organ to play,
cause somebody's getting married today.
Somebody get a preacher, somebody make a cake, somebody get some shoes and write some presents today.
Somebody get a sweetie negligee.
Cause somebody's getting married today.
Wedding, wedding, big and foggy wedding.
Somebody get champagne. Somebody rent a room.
Somebody get the lovely bride.
Somebody get the, somebody get the, somebody, 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 somebody get this wedding underway.
Who should be getting married today?
Are they here yet? Are they here yet? Did I miss it? Am I late?
No, they'll be here any minute.
Oh, boy, me can hardly wait.
Yeah, isn't this exciting? It's the wedding of the year.
Well, can't we start without them?
No, you can't until they're here.
Hmm.
They're finally getting married.
Each time I hold her, and I will follow where my heart may lead, and she'll be all I ever need.
Days go passing into years,
years go passing day by day.
Now and forever.
Piggy.
I thought Gonzo was going to play the minister.
Do you, Piggy, take this frog to be a lawful wedded husband? Do you? Froggy, take this pig to be a lawful wedded wife until you die.
Well, I...
Do you?
I do.
Then because you share a love so big, I now pronounce you frog and pig.
In hand with a friend.
Until then,
it's time.